Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Sam Crowley, welcome back to podcast number two. And I left you hanging on the previous show. We're all talking about the breakthrough I had. Yes, even experienced marketers have breakthroughs. And I don't even consider myself 10 years. I still consider myself a neophyte in this industry, you know. I interviewed my buddy Joel Kamm yesterday for our online speakers area. Those of you that are members, you'll hear the interview and you'll see the transcript in there. Joel just spoke at a TEDx event in front of 2,200 people in Denver, and he's going to Malaysia and Singapore next month to speak. I've shared the stage with him a few times, and he's a real authentic dude as well. And Joel was talking about, you know, he's been around since the internet was invented by Al Gore, and he's still, I don't know if that's true or not, but he is still rediscovering himself, you know, as far as what's going on in online. So the biggest issue, here's the biggest issue that most people have, that everybody has, is my message. What's my message going to be about? I'm not sure, like, anybody wants to hear what I want to talk about, whether it's real estate investing, Forex investing, health and fitness, how to become an author, personal development, breakthroughs. And the answer to all that is yes. Yes. People want to know about all that. But you know what? The biggest issue you got is that 6 inches between your ears, that argument you're telling yourself every single day that I don't know if there's a market for it. Well, holy cow. You're the only one that's ever had that thought. You're the only person in the history of the world who thought, somebody doesn't know or doesn't care about what I have to say. Blake is asking a question on Periscope right now. Do you really think the real estate needs one or more? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm the Black Forrest Gump. I'm reading these comments on coming in on Periscope, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. You guys are awesome. I'm the Black Forrest Gump. That's awesome. Blake's question, do you think they need another talking head? Here's the thing, Blake. Do you have a unique message? Is your DNA different than all these other real estate investing gurus that are out there? You know, if you were to put your thumbprint and scan it, is it different than another real estate investing coach? Of course it is. That by itself tells you that you've got a different message. Your life experience is completely different. How did you get to where you are right now? It wasn't the same road that Dean, is it Grazioso or Graziani or the guy that sold 800 CDs? What the... Robert Allen, and who's the guy I bought all his programs? Oh, my God. Carlton Sheets. Carlton Sheets wasn't even in the real estate business. He was in the CD business, you know? What about Robert Kiyosaki, all these guys? You know, they all had a different path to where they got to. And then there'll be people that come in and out of the scene all the time. What was the guy with the reality show? He had the very first reality show, Armin. What was that guy's name? He flipped houses, and he was on A&E all the time. I'm drawing a blank. But I watched him as well. And they all had basically the same foundational message. You go find a property. How many of these real estate flipping shows are on TV? There's a billion of them. Somehow they're all making money, and they ain't going to stop. You know what's funny, Blake, and everybody else out there? Whatever niche you're in, 5 years from now, somebody's going to get started and leapfrog everybody else with the information, because not because the information is that much better, it's because the confidence that they have that the way they got from point A to point B is different. And that's all you got to be. You just got to be different. You think right now, if Jim Rohn was still alive, that he'd put a fisherman's hat on and start screaming into a microphone? I doubt it. Jim Rohn would probably be buttoned up, nice red tie, blue suit. and he would start speaking very eloquently. Punctuation is probably going to be everywhere it needs to be. He's not going to be yelling and screaming into a microphone. This is who I am. You want to go take me for a beer and buy me a Guinness? This is how I'm going to act, all right? You want to go somewhere and hang out? This is how I'm going to act. Now, back in the day, in the corporate slave world, everybody wanted to kind of put me into a little box and tell me how I should or shouldn't be. I didn't have a podcast back then. I didn't have an audience. But this breakthrough I had this past few weeks with the speaking program I'm putting together, I'm going to the Apple Store. I'm going to wrap this podcast up. I'm heading to the Apple Store. I'm going all in on even better equipment, all right, to get going. I need computers that can run faster. I'm doing webinars nonstop, all right? I'm going to be driving traffic all the way into the speaker business because I know that I have a message that can be delivered differently to teach people how to get on stages or deliver keynotes. And when I say that, I separate that is as far as getting paid to speak, paying your own expenses like I did going from Cincy to L.A., L.A. to Vancouver, back to L.A. and back to Cincy. That was all
first class.
All expenses that came out of my pocket, probably $3,000 or $4,000. And then you got to sell. And you got to create a great product. And you got to have the confidence to be able to deliver that. Or you can go to your local Rotary, your local Chamber of Commerce, your library, Kiwanis, and start delivering amazing keynotes, high school graduations, eighth grade graduations, whatever it is, to get your message out there. That's what you got to do. And I want to be able to deliver that message to the future speakers. So I'm going very narrow this summer of 2015, and I'm getting into the webinar business in a big way as well. If you notice, I don't do a lot of webinars. Never have done a lot of webinars, but I'm going to start doing a lot of webinars. And that's my business plan, okay? So I want to share with you guys kind of the business plan that's going through my mind. And when you go all in, when you push your chips to the middle of the table, there's no retreating. It's not like you can say, oh, let me take that back. So if you're part of that club that says, oh, let me take that back. I'm putting $100,000 in the middle, but not really. You go to Vegas and you get in a poker tournament and you say, I'm all in, good luck. Try to pull a chip back and see what they do. They'll call security and throw your ass out of there faster than you can say lost wages, okay? But when you're in this game, somehow people in the online marketing world and the business world, they say, I'm all in. And then something happens the way it shouldn't, and they go, oh, not really, I'm all out. You can't go all in and all out, baby. That ain't how success works. And it ain't even about money. It's about a mindset. Because if you take the mindset and you put the mindset and say, I'm going all in, all right, and then you tell yourself there is no retreat. You can use whatever metaphor you want, burning of the boats, burning the bridge, whatever it is, burn your ass, whatever makes you feel good about where you are. When you have that mentality that there is no going back, right? Because that's just a safety net. I was just kidding. I'm just kidding about my dream. You know, how about health and exercise? How many people, right? How many people say, I'm going on a diet, I'm going to get fit, and then January 15th, National Quitters Day. If you didn't hear that podcast, go back. We celebrated National Quitters Day, where 95% of the New Year's resolutions go to die. Happy Quitters Day, January 15th. You know what? It's June 24th, and I'm still jump roping my ass off at the gym and doing all these crazy boot camp exercises, weigh 185 down from 198, lean muscle, more than you could. Look at this. And I still have my Dunkin' Caramel Swirl every single day, baby. I went all in except for I didn't give up Dunkin' with my Caramel Swirl in the morning. All right? Guys, it's as simple as that. When are you going to go all in? When are you going to stop playing small? You know? When are you going to stop saying, I'm in but not really, with conditions? There's no conditions to make an everyday Saturday. Either you're in or you're out. And you know what? If you're out or you're not all the way into the deep end of the pool, somebody else is going to come back right behind you and kick your ass in business. And they're going to laugh all the way to the bank. And they're going to have the freedom that you want. And they're going to have the family lifestyle that you want. And they're going to have the peace of mind that you want. And it ain't going to be easy, but they know it wasn't be easy. It wasn't be easy. How's that, man, for proper English? It wasn't be easy. You know what? We'll end the show on this note. Never said it was going to be easy. Said it was going to be worth it. Let me say that again. Big difference. Nobody ever said that it was going to be easy. I'm just telling you that it's going to be worth it. So you let everybody else play small. You let everybody else put the chips in and take them back out and go home broke like everybody else does in Vegas. You know why everybody loses in Vegas? Because they can't outbank the house. You know, the guy they made the movie after 21 learned how to count cards and was never in persona non grata, always in Vegas. He figured it out. He figured out the game. But what he also talked about in that movie and in his book, if you read it, it's a great book. You can't, you don't have more money than the house. You know, so that's why people are like, well, I got this system, and I'm going to play blackjack, and I'm going to put $10 in, and if I lose, I'm betting 20 on the next hand because I'll win the 10 back. And if I lose the 20, I'm going to bet 40 to win the 30 back, and I'm always going to win. And when I bet 40 and lose, I'm going to bet 80, so I win. So then they're up to betting $8,000 to win their original $10, all right? So if you can just get yourself into the mindset that you got more bank, right? Bank ain't money. Bank is confidence. You got more confidence than anybody else out there. That's when you'll realize success. Ain't going to be easy. It's going to be worth it. It's Sam Crowley rocking on a Wednesday, June 24, 2015. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.